What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. I'm getting in my car right now, so I almost want to say welcome to the Marketing Your Car Podcast, which for all my OG listeners know that was the original name of this podcast. But since we are still in 2020 and the podcast is still called Marketing Your Secrets or Marketing Secrets, and welcome you guys back to the Marketing Secrets Show.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, everybody, I'm excited. You know when you have a lot of projects you have to do, and there's like the ones you have to do and the ones you want to do, and for like half the time you spend going and doing the ones that you want to do, but then it's like you get the point where you have to do the ones you have to do and you don't want to do it, but you got to do it. That's where I've been after last week, is like there was this big, huge project I did not want to do, but I had to do, and it was like the time was up and it's just killing me to get it done. And finally yesterday I got it done, which means today I can do stuff I want to do. So I'm in good mood, leaving the house, heading to the office, pumped for the day, and I got so many fun things I'm working on, which is good. So I'm really excited for that. But today I want to talk to you about something interesting. So Dave Woodward, who is one of my partners in crime at ClickFunnels, he is now the acting CEO of ClickFunnels, and he is amazing at it. In hindsight, I should have made him the CEO of ClickFunnels like 5 years ago, but I repented my ways, and he's doing it now and doing a much better job than I ever did, which is cool, which has given me the ability to work on the stuff that I'm actually good at. He came in yesterday, and he told me he had this realization, which was one of these like boom ahas in my mind too, that I just had to share with you because it's so good. So you know, I always talk about like you have to go publish every day so you can find your voice. Publish every day to find your voice. Publish every day to find your voice. And Dave has been doing that. Dave is probably one of the best students of everything I say. He does whatever I say, which is awesome. He said, you know, I've been publishing for years and doing Facebook Lives and podcasts and da da da, all these things. And it's like I still don't feel like I'm in my rhythm. He told me this fascinating conversation. He said he was hanging out with his son Parker, and Parker has been teaching people how to start podcasts, and that's been his like his framework is teaching people how to start their own podcasts and things like that. And Dave said to Parker, like, he's like, hey, I'm struggling because I keep doing this and I just don't feel like I'm getting much traction. Like I'm still trying to find my voice. And what Parker said, and again, this is like wisdom beyond his years. Parker said, Dad, you don't need to find your voice. You need to find your framework, and then your voice will come easy. And it was like, boom. And all of a sudden I was like, I need to go back and edit the Expert Secrets book and edit like all my podcasts and everything, because he's right. Publishing to publish doesn't, I mean, it'll eventually get traction. But I didn't understand this because for me, I started with frameworks, right? I had these frameworks and I started publishing. So I was talking about the frameworks and that's how my companies grew. But if you don't have a framework, you're just talking, it's harder to get that traction until you have a framework. Then when you have a framework, you start talking around the framework, and then that's when you start getting traction. And it was just like this aha that I wish I would have had a long time ago, because it would help me so much as I'm coaching and teaching people. And so the concept is not so much like keep publishing until you find your voice. It's what is your framework? Like if your framework is like for Parker, it's like, here's my framework for launching a successful podcast. For me, it's like, here's my framework for a funnel or for a story or for like a bajillion things, right? Like I've got way too many frameworks. But you know what I mean? Like, and so when I'm publishing, I'm talking around this framework. I'm talking, telling stories about this and this and this and this, all things leading back to your core framework, right? Stu McLaren teaches membership sites. Like that's his framework, you know? And so everything he's talking and publishing all somehow leads back to that. For me, it's funnels. For who else? There's a million people like Rachel Peterson, right? She's teaching social media management. So like when she's publishing and teaching and talking, she's pushing people all towards that framework that she teaches, that she helps people with. And that way, all the publishing, all the stories, all the things are compounding upon one focal point, which is your frameworks. And man, when Dave told me that, I was just like, oh my gosh, like this is huge. So I want to kind of amend everything I've told you guys in the past about publishing. And we talk about, you know, finding your voice and putting things out there and keep talking. But I want you now to think about it through the framework of, or through the lens of, what is your framework, right? What is the core framework that you teach or you talk about? You know, is it a way to build your relationship, a way to make money, a way to trade stocks, a way to lose weight, a way to build a potato gun, a way to get better at wrestling, get better at jiu-jitsu? Like, what is your framework? And then all your stories wrap into that, like amplifying, testifying, teaching, training, sharing, sharing different angles, different ways, different setups, like all the things you do to get people to have success with that framework, if that makes sense. And so, anyway, that's what I want to share with you today, because I think that's such a small but powerful distinction. So it's not just publishing to find your voice; it's publishing it's finding your framework and then building your voice around that framework, right? Like that's the intricacy. That's the tweak, the change that I think is so powerful. So first off, Parker Woodward, thank you for bringing it to Dave's attention. Dave, thank you for bringing it to my attention. And now I want to bring that to your guys' attention as well. As you are publishing, it's not just publishing to find your voice. It's figuring out what's your framework and then publishing around that, right? You're going to find your voice in relation to your framework. And that way, there's a focal point. Like, it's not just talking to talk. It's talking to push to a very certain concrete framework that you're teaching, that you're talking about, that you're helping people with. And when you do that, that's what now starts amplifying your message. That's where you start doubling down and getting better and better, because your stories are all leading to the same framework. Your examples, your like all the things you're doing are all leading back to that. Like, for example, this episode right now, right? Like, I have my framework for how to teach frameworks. I have my framework for how to build your framework, right? Like, those are things happening. So this is just, this is an episode where I'm podcasting and I'm talking about this little intricacy as it leads back to my framework about frameworks, right? If you've read the Expert Secrets book, then you know that it's you know, one of my frameworks, and like this is leading back to that. So if you haven't read the Expert Secrets book, especially the new updated hardbound version, which is a million times better than the original, I go deep into frameworks and things like that. And this is like a little intricacy, a little tweak that I would love to add on it. So I'm able to podcast and share this thing with you, but it's all tied back to a core framework that I teach. Therefore, it amplifies my message as opposed to being just like a random story in the ether, right? Or whatever you call it. So anyway, I hope that helps. So my question for you is, what is your framework? Now, after you figure out this is my framework, is my 7-step process to blah, my whatever, my perfect webinar, my whatever your thing is, right? And here's all the things you can do to publish and talk and share to find your voice in relation to that framework. That when people do find you, they're going to know where to go, because there's an outlet for them to get more of the thing that you are sharing and talking about. So with that said, hope that helps. Appreciate you all. I'm going to go in and have an amazing day today, because I get to work on what I want to work on. Yeah. And with that said, I'll talk to you guys all soon. Bye, everybody. Hey everybody, this is Russell again, and really quick, I just opened up a texting community, which means you can text me your questions, and right now I'm spending anywhere between 10 and 30 minutes every single day answering questions through text message to people who are on the podcast. And so I wanted you to stop everything you're doing, pull your phone out, and actually text me a message, okay? Now the phone number you need to text is 208-231-3797. Once again, it's 208-231-3797. When you text me, just say hello, and then what's going to happen is it'll add you to my phone, and then it'll send you back a message where you can add me to your phone, and then we can start having conversations. On top of that, through this texting community is where I'm going to be giving out free swag, giving away free copies of my book, let you know about book signings, about times I'm coming to your local area, and a whole bunch more. So I want to make sure you are on this list. On top of that, every single day I'm sending out my favorite quotes, my favorite frameworks, and things you can get for free only through my texting platform. So what you need to do right now is pull out your phone and text me at area code 208-231-3797. One more time, that's 208-231-3797. I can't wait to hear from you right now.